This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Today's show is brought to you by friends at FanDuel. Remember, you can get $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win in the NFL. Remember, FanDuel.com, America's number one sportsbook. New customers get $300 in bonus bets if your $5 bet wins. You can join today at FanDuel.com. Join America's number one sportsbook. You want to lock that in? Go to FanDuel.com today and tell them you heard about it on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast. And now, back to the show.
It is Egg Bowl week, and it would not be Egg Bowl week if we couldn't talk to our friend Brian Haydad, who does a fantastic job on Sports Talk Mississippi with Michael Borky, and then Richard Cross. And then, of course, we know him so much for the Thunder and Lightning podcast with Robbie Falk. All friends of the program. Brian, thanks for joining us, buddy.
Glad to be with you, Brad, man. It is Egg Bowl week. We're finally here.
Yeah. You know, I was looking back at the 08 Egg Bowl and then how that changed things so much. The firing of Sylvester Croom, the hiring of Dan Mullen. And oddly enough, I went back and watched the 09 Egg Bowl just to kind of get a feel of that transition between Mullen, that was Houston Nutt, who would admit that, you know, he anticipated to come into to Starkville and just win big. And that game was close until the third quarter. And then Chris Ralph, it was 13-10 State. And then the dam broke. And then the Dan Mullen era began. This year, maybe some more changes coming for coaches, at least on the Ole Miss side of things. What are you kind of feeling about this Egg Bowl? Because, I mean, I don't have to tell you, the Ole Miss side is just like a feeling they haven't had in a while.
Yeah, I can imagine. You know, I made the comment the other day. We've done three of these in our lifetime, Brad. Where,
yeah,
there's been, you know, rumors swirling around a coach, and that team is 0-3. You know, you go 98 right. with Tuberville, you go 17 with Mullen, you go 22 with Kiffin. From the state perspective, it's kind of funny. Like when State beat Arizona State, I'm looking ahead on the schedule. I'm like, I mean, they get Ole Miss here. That's a game they could easily they could win. They could win that game. I shouldn't say easily, but they could win. And then, you know, you have the Tennessee game, and even in defeat, you know, the way they played in that game, I was like, they can beat Ole Miss at the end of the year. But right. then the losses keep piling up and piling up, and you see the way State's playing. And we've gotten to this point now where I'm thinking, if Ole Miss plays its best game, if they come in focused, which is obviously going to be a question, they're going to win. They're going to win pretty easily just because they're just the better team and because I just don't have a lot of faith in Lebby and Blake Chapin at this point. And if Chapin's going to start and Lebby's going to let him run the game, I just don't think State can win the game. So you mentioned that 09 Egg Bowl. It's kind of a, you know, that's an interesting path to go down because if State were to make a change the way State did in that game, go from Tyson Lee to Chris Ralph, if State were to go to Chapin to Kamario Taylor, then you've got something because I think Taylor's ability to run the football gives you something else to prepare for. It opens up some other things State wants to do in the running game. I just don't know if that decision is going to be made or not. So as we sit here today, I think Ole Miss is favored for a reason. I think I think the line is probably pretty close to what we're going to get. I think it'll be a close game. The last 2 years have been close for really bad Mississippi State teams and really good Ole Miss teams. But at the end of the day, I just don't have a lot of faith in State at this point, just because of the way they've played the past month, basically.
You know, it's funny. People say, you know, why do all of you, and he kind of lumps all of us in, why do all of you talk on hypotheticals? I was like, well, You kind of have to talk in hypotheticals by learning about what you learned in the past. And with
If
this
I could see
state
the
team,
future, Brad, I wouldn't be sitting here with you. I'd be in Las Vegas right now in a penthouse.
And you know, what's interesting, you bring up the Arizona State game. And this is a question, the first question I was going to ask you is I was on the Bluegrass Turnpike outside of Lexington when I turned the game on, and it was about 3 minutes to go in the game. And, you know, you could tell by Neil, I was listening to the MSU radio network. You could tell by Neil and Matt's voice that it wasn't looking good.
Right.
And then the play happened, and then the evolution of Brennan Thompson. And it was so weird. I was listening to the game, and it was funny. He says, you know, Neil, he says, you know, he's shaping his back to pass. And Neil's like, there he is, throw it. And
yeah,
I was
that
like,
was bad.
Touchdown.
Yeah.
I was like, touchdown. And so to me, that kind of, I thought at the time, shaped the season, because you and I look at seasons and we think, okay, you have to have this one. You don't have to have this one. But if you get this one, then you might can get this one. But if you don't get this one,
right,
I don't know if you see where I'm going.
Yes.
And so I felt like when they got that one, this felt like a team not only is going to make a bowl game, but, man, you're talking maybe 7-8 wins if the things fall your way against Florida, against Tennessee. And now you look back on the schedule, and, boy, Florida, Tennessee, Texas. I mean,
you
I
gave
could
them
go on
away.
and on. What – did it feel like the team kind of learned to win in Arkansas, or kind of where is this team? Because it felt like they just couldn't win. They were good enough. They just couldn't finish it.
Yeah, you know, I thought they learned that lesson against Arizona State. Playing that game the way they did. And obviously they did not. You know, they blow a fourth quarter lead to Tennessee. They blow a 17-point fourth quarter lead to Texas.
Yep.
They had the game in their hand down in Florida and just gave it away. And then you mentioned the Arkansas game. I mean, I think we've learned anything, that Arkansas is not very good. And I think they just blew up that day. I mean, they had 18 penalties, almost 200 yards in penalties that day. They just, you know, if they don't run into the kicker and give Kyle Ferry an extra shot at a field goal, I don't know that State wins that game. You know, Brennan Thompson had to make a ridiculous catch on a fourth down to win that game. So I don't know that State learned the real lessons of winning that day. You know, the next week they come back against Georgia. Now, Georgia is one of the best teams in the country, but they were uncompetitive in that game. And then against Missouri, on a team that, you know, was kind of one-dimensional, you let them have that dimension as much as you possibly could. And that's one of the things that makes you nervous about this game. If you saw what Ahmad Hardy was able to do to Mississippi State's run defense, here comes Kewon Lacy, who's been just as good all season long as Hardy has been. That's a huge concern. So, yeah, I think the question of does Mississippi State know how to win games is still very much up in the air. And that's a disappointing thing, you know, two full seasons in with Lebby.
You know, I was talking with Jason Crowder, who we know and who does a great job with Mississippi State Game Day on a number of different stations. But he asked me about the hate, and it's funny. You know, I'm just not the person to ask about that.
Right.
I love this game so much, and there's so much love in this game for me because my dad is the biggest State fan I know, and I love him dearly.
Yes.
So it's just really hard for me to just to hate either team, or in this case, State or whatever. But, you know, this game has been so much fun, and we're all so entrenched with it every single year. I'd love your thoughts. You see Jeff Lebby every single – well, this week was Sunday. I know normally it's on Monday, but you see him after the game. How important – and let's kind of kick Ole Miss aside. I don't know really you can do that, but I think you can't kind of looking at the big ball of wax here. How important is this game on the schedule if it were Georgia Tech or, you know, Auburn or whatever? Because it feels like to me this is a huge game for him because it gets you to a bowl game. You have some off-season enthusiasm. Recruiting will pick up. You lose. You're not in a bowl game unless you do the whole APR thing.
Yeah.
It feels big for Jeff Lebby in his own way.
Yeah, it absolutely is, and that's a good way of looking at it is if this wasn't the Egg Bowl, what would this game mean? It would be massive. You know, I feel like people who view State from far away, national media, people who don't cover Mississippi State day to day, they look at Lebby and they go, man, this team was 2 wins a year ago. They're 5 wins this year. They've been really competitive in most of their games. They had Texas on the ropes. They had Tennessee on the ropes. He's getting that program better. And you would be right to think that. Then you have people like me who cover the games, and I watch some of the decisions that he makes and some of the mistakes his teams make, and I go, I just don't know. I don't have a ton of confidence in this guy. If he were to win 6 games, this is a team I predicted to go 4-8.
Yeah.
If they were to win 6 games, get to be bowl eligible, that's massive for your program, especially when you have a young quarterback who's going to take the reins next year. You know, I feel like bowl practices become like a cliche. They're like, is it really good or not? It is good for two reasons. One, State has a young quarterback. They want to get reps. And two, it's tougher to get your guys into the transfer portal when they're practicing for another month, when they don't just go home on November 29th and they're home and they're talking to all their friends and like, oh, man, you could do better than Mississippi State. They're in Starkville. They're practicing. You keep that group together. That helps you keep some of your guys, I think. So this is a massive game for Jeff Lebby. If he were to be bowl eligible in year two, if you want to play the year zero thing with Lebby, you could absolutely do that. I'm not a big fan of it because I know the games count, right? He went 2-10 last year. But if you want to look at it from a perspective of, man, he took over a program that team was not an SEC team last year. It just wasn't. And, you know, a lot of that falls on the shoulders of Zach Arnett. And some of it falls on the shoulders of Mike Leach, God rest his soul.
Yeah.
But that team was not ready to play SEC football day one last year. This team is a little closer to that. Maybe next year, if you take this kind of step, maybe next year you can be an 8, maybe a 9 win team. So it's a massive game for him. But then you throw the Egg Bowl on top of it, and the stakes are higher.
Yeah, and then I'll throw another domino in there. You know, when the release came from Ole Miss about the uncertainty of Lane Kiffin and the meeting that's going to happen after the Egg Bowl, and to say it's a distraction, I think would be a vast understatement. I was recording with Ben Garrett, who
that guy.
Yeah, I knew you would clap back a little, but yeah, we were talking about the release of the release of the release, and then I took a lot of flack for saying that this is a dangerous game for Ole Miss, and one in which I think it sets up perfectly for Mississippi State to come in and win the game. And yeah, I took a lot of heat, but I really feel that way. That's kind of my feeling going into the game. And apparently Vegas does too. This thing was at 12.5. Then it comes out at 9.5. Last I checked, it was 7.5. And I firmly believe it'll be under a touchdown before kickoff. So probably. Other people believe what I do. What is kind of your feeling going into the game? And we'll get to the game in a minute, but what is kind of your overall feeling going into this game?
Yeah, if you want to have, if you're a State fan, you want to have optimism, or if you're an Ole Miss fan, you want to have pessimism. Yeah. What I would point to is last year. That was the worst State team since what, 1988, maybe? I mean, we're talking way back.
Yeah.
And that was the best Ole Miss team from a talent perspective, maybe ever. Mm-hmm. And State's on the 1 yard line in the fourth quarter, trying to make it a one score game. So, I mean, I thought defensively, State's best game of the year was the Egg Bowl last year. So if you want to have some optimism and say, look, they played really good last year, and they're much. This is a much better team than it was a season ago. Or if you're an Ole Miss fan, you go, they played us a lot better last year, and they're much better. You can have that discussion. For me, you know, I look at this game, and it really is as simple as the quarterback. And it sounds kind of weird, right? I'm telling you that I feel better about State's chances of winning if they play the less experienced guy, the guy who has not started a game, the guy who doesn't have, you know, the resume. But I really do, because State's biggest weakness is its offensive line. They struggle pass protection. Ole Miss's defensive line has been very good this year. And you have to have a more mobile guy back there. You've got to have somebody who can escape the pocket, who can make some plays with his feet. You might lose some things in the short passing game, but it's not like State is this air raid, you know, 80% completion short passing team either. They struggle there as well. So I would put the more mobile guy in there. So it just comes down to that. If we get to Friday and Blake Chapin trots out on the field as the starter and he plays the whole game, I don't think State's going to win. If Kamario Taylor plays, I still might not take State to win. If you told me today, like, hey, Taylor's going to start, he's going to play the whole game, I'm still probably not picking State to win that game. But A, it's probably more competitive. And B, the Mississippi State fans would be more forgiving. Like, if Chapin goes out there and loses, they're going to be like, why didn't we play Taylor?
Yeah.
But if Taylor plays and loses, they're going to say, at least we tried. You know, we did the smart thing. This was the right move. Get him ready for the future. Let him have this moment. So one way or the other, I'm not going to pick State to win when we get to Friday, but it could be a more competitive game if State makes a change at quarterback.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it.
so your dollar goes a long way. Visit progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Kevin Harlan here. This Black Friday, Prime is taking over with an incredible day of live sports. Black Friday football is at the center of it all, with the Chicago Bears taking on the Philadelphia Eagles at 3 Eastern. Immediately after that, it's an exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. The Bucks will take on the Knicks at 7 p.m. Then the Mavericks will be in L.A. against the Lakers at 10. It's the final night of knockout rounds as teams vie for a spot in the quarterfinals. And the whole day starts on the links with the Capital One Skins game as 4 elite PGA golfers face off with $4 million on the line. Black Friday game day tees off with the Capital One Skins game at 9 a.m. Eastern. Then it's Black Friday football with the Bears and Eagles at 3. And it all culminates with a doubleheader of NBA basketball, the Emirates Cup action featuring the Bucks at Knicks at 7 and the Mavs at the Lakers at 10. And it's all only on Prime.
If you've been having your McDonald's sausage McMuffin with an iced coffee from somewhere else, now is a great time to reconsider. Start your morning off right with delicious deals. Get a sausage McMuffin with egg for $2.50 and any size iced coffee for $1.49 at McDonald's. Open as early as 5 a.m. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Ole Miss fans, Chris Beard and the Rebels are back. That means fast breaks, buzzer beaters, and block parties. Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats. From Malik Dia and Elias Carmadine and other Rebels, that's points, rebounds, steals, and more. Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. The NBA is in full swing. Think Ja Morant will go over 4.5 rebounds for the Grizzlies? I do too. How about 24.5 points? Just a few simple clicks and it's winning time. I speak from experience, and if I can do it, anyone can. It's that simple. Download the Underdog app today and use my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $100 in bonus funds or bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS, Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska. 19 plus in Colorado for some games. 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress for a reason. Visit Kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This just feels like we opened up about the 09 game. And I know it's 17 years ago, but this is also the Egg Bowl. And, you know, people laugh when I say that it really you know, Ole Miss could be 1-10 or 11 or whatever, and State could be one. Seven. Could
well,
be,
I mean, we've lived that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, or State could be 10-1, whatever, and it just crazy stuff happens in this game. One thing I felt like Lebby did the last game out was he almost abandoned the run with Devon Booth and Fluff Bothell.
Yes.
Those are two I've been really touting them throughout the year, and they just. He didn't attempt to run the football near as much as I thought. I think that's probably coming back. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I think I agree with you. I think Kamario Taylor, from what I've seen, is definitely against this Ole Miss defense could be problematic. And I think the overarching part about playing Taylor is you show the fan base that you're willing to adapt as a head coach. One thing against Texas that we saw is that, you know, that was not a good showing from Jeff Lebby from a time concept, from a substitution concept, timeouts after delay of games. It's just he just didn't manage the game, and that would at least show that he's growing as a head coach, I would think.
Yeah, 100%. The one thing I would say with the 09 comparisons is that sparked a new era, right?
Yeah.
Ole Miss had come back-to-back bowl seasons. State had been down. That game flipped it. State was up. Ole Miss went down, and then, you know, we go from there.
Yeah.
I don't think that's happening if State wins, right? I don't think we're going to look up next year and Ole Miss is a 5-win team and State's a 9-win team. Ole Miss is, regardless of Kiffin comes or stays or goes, I think Ole Miss as a program is in a spot where they'll hire a good coach and they'll continue to have success. So I don't think that's going to happen. I just think that for this game for Mississippi State, yeah, and you made the point. I know that there's a lot of the – you know, if you listen to the fans, you can go sit with the fans kind of sentiment sometimes. But we're in an era where the fans are footing the bill for literally everything these football programs do. And you've got this kid. And I think what happened Saturday at Auburn with Deuce Knight sparks a little even more smoke on this because he got to play and he went out there. And look, I know they're playing Mercer, right? But he ran for 4 touchdowns and threw for a couple more. And, like, I feel like you just want to show, like, Jeff Lebby the game film and just go, like, see?
Yeah.
Let him have his moment out there. And there is something to that. Like, I say it all the time. I know you listen to the podcast, so you've heard me say this. Like, coaches would rather lose their way than win somebody else's way. And it really is an epidemic in coaching. You know, the best coaches are the guys who are willing to change, like Saban. Saban didn't want to run Kiffin's offense when he got to Alabama, but he realized it was the only way to keep winning. So that's what he did. And for State, I mean – he's been so – for Chapin and Lebby have been so intertwined. And I understand they have a great relationship and there's a lot of loyalty there. But you've got to get to a point where – all I can watch is the games. I don't watch practice, obviously, because we're not allowed. So when I watch the games, Taylor is productive. He's a threat with his legs. He's got a big arm. He can hit those deep passes that you want to hit to Brennan Thompson and Anthony Evans. Yeah, you may lose a little bit in the short passing game, but you can make it up when he scrambles for a 6 or 7 yard gain. And that's something that Chapin can't do. And you mentioned the Missouri game. After the game, you know, because Chapin ran the ball 17 times in that game.
I didn't understand that.
Yeah, and Booth and Bothwell combined for 16 carries.
Yeah.
And so you're like, why? And so Lebby says, well, they were giving us the QB run. Can I curse on this podcast? I mean, like, no duh, they're giving you the run because Chapin's in there. Because they're gonna let the slow guy run. If Kamario Taylor's in there, they have to change what they're doing. You can hand the ball off to your running backs, and you can make better decisions in the RPO game. And so I didn't get what he was saying there. He's like, they're giving us QB run. Of course they are. You've got a non-running quarterback in that position. So I don't know what's going to happen here. I think it's senior day. I'll be shocked if Blake Chapin's not the starting quarterback. And you know, look, Chapin, first drive of the game, he's been really good all year. State's been one. You know, this is an Ole Miss guy too. Like,
they script it
well.
First
drive of the game when they can script that. They are Lebby and Kiffin are two of the best scripters there are. So you know, State wins the toss or you know, State loses a toss. They usually receive. It might be 7-0 State to start this game. It's what happens after that for Mississippi State. So I just don't have a lot of faith in that duo of Lebby and Chapin right now to come out and be able to win this football game.
I know you got a lot of Ole Miss listeners that listen to Thunder and Lightning, and I would encourage if all the Ole Miss fans that are watching and listening, check out the Rumblings episode. To me, it's so much fun because you
have
anything
time.
From food to to anything you can imagine. Movies, it's great. So yeah. Definitely check that out. Also, you and Michael Borky do a great job on Sports Talk Mississippi. I know Richard comes in when he has time, and
hey, you know, he's a busy man. You know,
he's got all kind of shows
politics.
And and he's calling all kind of games. So another great place you can catch Brian Haydad, who does a great job covering state and everywhere else. Brian, before we go, look, I know it's big. I know it's big, but how big is this game for Mississippi State from a totality standpoint, from a fan base, from a coaching, from a player? I know it's big. I know it's big. But just how big is it, and how important is it this year, in your opinion?
So let's just look at it as what it is, right? So State's 5-6. If State wins this game, they're 6-6. They're going to go to a bowl. They win the Egg Bowl trophy back. And let's play the string out, right? Let's say that on Saturday – Lane Kiffin is in a podium in Baton Rouge saying, I'm the new coach. I mean, at that moment, you're looking at Mississippi State, you're going, okay, you got an opportunity here. You know, you got a moment of change over at your arch rival. You can get some recruiting done, and you can have that stability, and you can really build on that. So it's huge just to get to a bowl game. Whether Kiffin stays or goes, that's fine. If you beat Kiffin this week and he stays, well, you beat him, and you've shown you can beat him before. So he's not the boogeyman. I tell State fans that all the time. Like Kiffin's a really good coach, and he's doing a great job at Ole Miss. He's not, you know, the boogeyman. He's not unbeatable. You can win these games even if he stays. But if he leaves and we have this period of transition here in the state, that gives Lebby a real opportunity to build his program up in however long it takes Ole Miss to get settled and get a new coach in. I don't know how that's going to work for Ole Miss if indeed Kiffin does leave. So this is a massive game for Mississippi State. Plus, the other side of this is, you know, the Egg Bowl is a constant thing, right? It's a 365 thing.
Yeah.
So you look ahead to next year, Egg Bowl's in Oxford. Are you going to be the coach who starts his career 0-3 against Ole Miss? How much faith are you going to have? How much credit are you going to have in the bank if you do that, if you're Jeff Lebby? So this is a really big game for Lebby. He needs to get a win somehow. And I don't know if he will or not, but this would be a massive career-defining win for him if he could get it.
And I do have one more question. If State comes out on top, and you kind of talked a little bit about what you can see a path forward for Mississippi State winning this game, but what has to happen for Mississippi State to win the game on Friday?
I won't even go into the idea that Taylor plays, right? We'll just say if Shapen plays, they can't make – State's problems all year is they make so many mistakes. They have penalties. They have turnovers. If State can play clean, I think the cleanest game they played was against Arkansas. Well, it's probably no coincidence that that's the game that they won. So they need to do that. It's going to be tough on defense to slow down the Ole Miss running game. State hasn't slowed down anybody's running game this year. Everybody has run the football on Mississippi State. So maybe limit the big plays out of it. You know, if they're getting 4 or 5 yards a pop, that's fine. You can't give up the 40-50 yard runs to Kewon Lacy. And you can't, when you have a chance to get Chambliss down behind the line of scrimmage, you got to put him down there. You cannot allow him to make those plays with his feet. And then it's just going to be, I guess if I had to give you a third key, State has got to find a way, as you mentioned, to involve Bothwell and Booth more.
Yeah.
If Shapen's going to be the quarterback, at some point, you just have to say, you know what, Blake, I don't really care what the defense looks like. We're not really going to run an RPO here. You're just going to hand the ball off. And whatever happens, happens. We get 1 yard, we get 1 yard, we get 10 yards, we get 10. But we're handing the ball off here. Booth and Bothwell have to have they got to combine for like 30 carries in this game at minimum for State to have a chance to win.
What a better way to kick off Egg Bowl week than talking with our good friend Brian Haydad here on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast. You can catch him, of course, on Thunder and Lightning. He's a co-host along with Robbie Falk, another dear friend of the program. And then, of course, Sports Talk Mississippi. That's on Super Talk Mississippi all across the state of Mississippi via the app and anywhere you can get your podcast. Does a great job with Michael Borky. Brian, thanks very much for joining us, and we'll see you in Starkville in a couple days.
Thanks, Brad. Good to see you.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and fleet services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.